Good morning, people of God. It's me, your girl, Pastor Yvonne. We're here on Friday Fire. That's right, Friday Fire. I see some folks already jumping in the room. Come on in here. Come on in the room. I'm about to lit this pilot light and we're about to get going. I know that it's Friday. We got folks already getting up and already moving, already going and headed to your destinations and your place. But I just want to welcome you into the virtual space. That's right, New Life family. It's Pastor Yvonne all the way on the East Coast from Agape Church. I'm so blessed to be with you guys this morning, the body of Christ in the virtual space to get more of God's grace. Oh, I see y'all coming in the room. I see you coming in the room. God bless you, Regina. God bless you, people of God, for being here this morning. Oh my goodness, I am humbled to be called upon to bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ this Friday morning. And I'm telling you, my pilot is already lit because it's 9 o'clock over here. And y'all just now getting started. Y'all just now getting going. But I'm up this morning. I've already started going. And now I'm here to get you moving. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Now, my favorite saying when I'm online is to smash it in the box. Somebody smash it in the box. I'm ready to get going. Uh-huh. Go ahead and smash it in the box. And say, I'm ready to get going to do the kingdom advancement this morning. I want to give a holy shout out to the appointed and anointed set man and woman of God of this ministry, the servant leaders, my dear friends, Pastor Dominic, or you guys say Pastor D and Lady Jen Woods. Thank you so much. These are my godly friends who, oh my goodness, I've been walking my faith walk with them for a while. And I'm so grateful to God for the time in which that you have privileged and given me the grace and honor to sit here with your people. Oh, I see you. I see you, Pastor D, you're in the room. Elder Haley, I see you in the room. Dexter, I see you in the room. Oh, I'm excited that we have this holy connection as friends. And so thank you. I'm honored that you would allow me to be in this virtual space with the people in which God has given you to steward, to give some Holy Ghost fire. It's Friday, y'all. Are y'all ready to get going? I'm ready to get going. And I wanted to share with my friends before I get going. Y'all pushed me. Okay, this was a spiritual push for me, my dear friends. So when I get off of this, I'm gonna be sending you a text. Y'all did this. Y'all messed me up, but I'm excited. I'm ready to go. And I just want to greet a few more people that came in the room. I think I see Marissa. I see Robert. Bless the Lord. It's so good to have you in the space. But let me not absorb my time with all of the greetings. Know that you're welcomed in the space. Know that the pilot is already lit. And so I hope you feel the warmth of God's grace about to flow through the channels of the airways. Are y'all ready? Somebody smash it in the box and say, I'm ready. Hallelujah. All right. Well, this is how we truly get ready. The Holy Spirit has to be here. So let's go ahead and welcome his presence here before I even open up his word, before I even read out the scriptures unto you. We got to welcome him in the space of our heart. We got to welcome him in our hearing. Are y'all ready? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We thank you for this blessed Friday morning. We thank you already that you lit our pilot and you got us up this morning. Now, Father, as we get in this devotional word that you have impressed upon me, allow me to decrease right now, oh God, as you increase in me, fill me up and use me and my tongue as a ready writer, oh God, that I would speak your word only and that you, the hearers that are and the viewers that are with us on today, that they will not just be hearers of your word, but they'll be doers of your word. Lord, that not only are we up this Friday morning to get going, but we're in this Friday morning to get moving with you. So Holy Spirit, move on this word. Do as you did in the very beginning. let your Holy Spirit hover over it, oh God, and then speak life, oh God, not just any old life, but speak new life, oh God, so that we can go forward with Holy Ghost fire. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people say amen. Amen. Okay, let's get going. Are y'all ready? Meet me in Ephesians chapter 6 and 10. Ephesians 6 and 10, and I'm going to read all the way to verse 15. I need y'all to meet me in the scriptures. Have your Bible with you. Now, listen, I know some of y'all are already going. You're already in your car. You're probably listening like, wow, this woman is already on fire. She already moving like a locomotive. Uh-huh. Yeah, my engine is already running before you even put your keys in your car. But we going. Somebody say we going. We're going to Ephesians 6. 10 through 15. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand. Smash that in the box. I'm going to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up, oh my God, the full armor of God that you may be able to withstand. I need somebody to smash that one in the box. To withstand in the evil day. Now, listen, can I pause real quick? Evil day. If you flip that word evil, you get the word live. I'm telling you, these folks right now are backwards. We in the evil day so that we can withstand the evil day. And having done all, everything that you've already done, all that you've done, put it in the box again to stand. Because verse 14 starts again to say, stand again. Stand therefore and gird up your waist with truth. Oh, we're going to talk about that just for a little bit. I know y'all heard last week. But gird up your waist with truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness. 15 is where we're going to land. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Now, I was reading in the New King James Version, but if I could just jump over to the New Living Translation, it says, for shoes. Somebody say my shoes. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news that will fully prepare you. New life, faith family, we in this word. We going already. How many of y'all already going? Somebody say, I got my shoes. Uh-huh. We're already going. And for the next 25 to 30 minutes, my assignment is to encourage us. Uh-huh. I said us, because I'm not up in here just for you. I'm in here to get me some fire too. All right. So I'm in here to encourage us, to edify us, to get us fully prepared. Uh-huh. Regina, Robert, I see you. You got your shoes. Somebody say my shoes. To get us fully prepared. In these 50 days of consecration, our God is equipping us with the necessary outfit for victory. Oh my goodness. My God, today, he is equipping us with the necessary outfit for victory. Now, I don't know about y'all. I like to get dressed. I like to get myself up and put myself together. I like to have me an OOT. Y'all say, what's an OOT? An outfit of the day. Yes, I like to put myself together because I don't just have somewhere to go. I'm moving. Somebody put it in the box and say, I'm going to move. I'm going to move. And so this morning, I know many of you are already going. Many of you have already got up and you're trying to get going. And I pray that this encouragement for the next few moments, I'm sharing with you that not only do you get up and get going, but you need to get up and get moving. Oh my God, today, a believer's dress attire is important. It's essential. Somebody smash that in the box. It's essential. I would even be bold to say it's critical. And it's a necessity for our victory. What did I just say? Pastor Yvonne said, it's a necessity for our victory. What I wear is a necessity? Yes, it's a necessity. I promise you, because I know there's a law out there about indecent exposure. You can't just go out there any old kind of way. Now, I know we already in the evil day. People are living backwards and they barely put any clothes on. But there's a law out there. Now, many people break this law, but there's a law out there to have yourself clothed because it's called indecent exposure. You got all of your glory out. You got all of your vittles out, and you don't need to have all that out. Somebody say, I need to be covered. Oh my goodness, my God, today. It says we need to be covered. And you're sitting here and you're like, but why? Why is this essential? Why is this necessary? Why is this crucial for our victory? I'm glad that you asked, because the Word of God provides us with a lavish wardrobe. Oh, yes. Y'all wondering, why is she saying that? Well, right now, many of you guys, you've probably never been to my house because you guys are on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast. Right now, I'm sitting in my dressing room. Uh-huh. Yeah. I said, this is a great place to give the word from, because sometimes you got to prepare a place to get ready. Oh my goodness. Now, yeah, I'm sitting in my closet. I'm sitting in my dressing room, where I prepare myself for the day, that I put on what I need to put on so I can get going. I put on what I need to put on so that I can get moving. And I have my garments. Somebody say she got her garments. And there are spiritual garments, as I was saying, according to the Word of God. I pray that y'all hearing me this morning. There's spiritual garments that come from the ultimate majestic creator, the designer, the Holy Trinity team, who put a wardrobe for his children together. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they put a clothing line together for the believers. Yeah. Go ahead. Somebody say, oh, I need to get into that clothing line. I need to get myself ready. And all throughout the scriptures, we're encouraged, we're equipped, and then we're edified to put on. Somebody say, I got to put it on. You got to put it on. In Job 29:14, now they're going to put these things up on the screen so y'all can take note to it, or you could just listen and go with me on it. But Job 29:14, it says, I put on righteousness, for it clothed me. My justice was like a robe in a turban. Oh my goodness. My justice in Jesus Christ is like a coat and a hat. Oh my, be outfitted in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 61:3, it says, put on the garment of praise. Check this out. When you put that garment on, it's a certain type of timing. And when you put on the garment of praise, it says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh my goodness. My goodness, when things are heavy, when you have no clarity, when your money is funny, when your relationship ain't relating, oh my goodness, there's a spirit of heaviness. And God says, put on the garment of praise. In Isaiah 52:1-2, and I'm going to read this in the message because I got a message from the Word of God. It says, because it's morning time, wake up, wake up and put on your boots. It means, and what are the boots? The boots is the strength, O Zion. Who's Zion? That's you. Somebody say, that's me. Dress up in your Sunday best. Hallelujah. Jerusalem, holy city. Those who want no part of God will be called out. My God. So listen, if you don't want to get dressed, you out. You out there flapping in the wind, exposed. You ain't got nothing on. I'm really trying to get some folks ready to go into work today and go into your next destination or wherever you're headed today. But if you have no part in God, if you have no part of God, you out, you cold out. They will not be coming along with you and me. Because this morning, everybody who's in the virtual space this morning, we ready to go. We ready to get moving with God. It also says to brush off the dust. And oh, I put in parentheses, arise. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I know the New Life family, y'all got a huddle play called Arise, uh-huh, out of Colossians. And you're already telling each other with encouragement to get up. It's morning time. Get up, arise, and get your feet, meaning take your place and your position, old Jerusalem. Yeah, I know I said Zion earlier, but now I'm calling you Jerusalem. Take your place and take your position and throw off the chains that are trying to hold you down. Oh my goodness, do y'all feel that fire? Do you feel the heat turning up right here? Somebody say, get up and get dressed. Somebody say, get dressed this morning. Get into your preparation room and get dressed. Believers of God, people of God, get dressed, New Life family. It's Friday, and it's not just any old Friday. It's Friday fire, and it's time to arise. Oh my goodness, it's time to arise. It's time to get dressed. It's time to get moving. We're not just going now. We're getting moving. Now, let me pause real quick because I know I don't have this in my notes and I got somebody backstage throwing my notes up here. I talked about get going. Mm-hmm. I talked about get going because many of us, we always say we going here. We're going to a concert. We're going to the movies. We're going to a friend's house. We're going. Somebody say, I've been going before. Uh-huh. Or relationally, we say, I'm going with this one. Mm-hmm. I'm going with that one. Uh-huh. Yeah, when we all booed up and we got somebody and we say we go with them. We go with them. But let me just in your hearing, let me motivate you with a new word. I'm not just going with God. I'm moving with God. Woo! My God, today. There's a difference between going and moving. Going is temporary. My God, today, going is temporary, but when you move, when you're moving, it means that you made a decision for permanency. Oh my God. It means that you're making a decision of residency. Uh-huh. I hope somebody's catching this analogy. If you got a U-Haul truck, what does that mean? It means that you're moving. Mm-hmm. And that means you pack up your things and you get going. You go from one place to the next, but you don't go to one place to the next only but to go back. See, when you go to the movies, you go to the movies. You don't live there. You just go. And you go see a show and then you get back home. When you say that you're going out to a concert, you go for the singing, but you don't stay there. You go, you do the show and you get back home. When you say you're going to visit a friend, you don't live at their address. You just go to visit and you get back. But when you're moving, somebody say, when I'm moving, when I'm moving, I take up all that belongs to me. And I relocated to the next place. I get in position. Somebody say, I get in position. Oh my gosh, the time is flying. But let us, that was just real quick. I know that wasn't in the notes, but I pray that y'all was catching us. Let us for the next 50 days get consecrated. As Pastor D said, let's get consecrated. Let's get into what we're into, like the believers of Christ that we are. And let's get into what we're into, which is Christ Jesus. In Acts 17 and 28, it says, for in him we live and move. There's that word move and have our very being. We got to be in him. We got to be in him. Somebody smash it in the box. I got to be in him. But check this out, because y'all haven't heard me preach. I ain't been before you. I ain't never been on this setting with y'all. But to God be the glory, I'm here today. And I just want to let you know, I studied to show myself approved, that when your pastor said consecrated, I went ahead and said, let me help some of my brothers and sisters out who don't know what consecrated is. It's a big holy word. And here's the definition. Consecrated is the formal term of what is to make something holy. It is an act of dedicating something or someone to the sacred purpose. Uh-huh. The sacred purpose, often by making it holy or separating it from secular use. Mm-hmm. Selah, think about that. secular use, not spiritual use, meaning this fleshly use, the stuff that we do on a regular, God says, separate yourself. Move from it. I didn't say go from it. I said move. Somebody say, she said move. Move from it. Consecrating ourselves for 50 days. So New Life family, faith family, the holy man of God, Pastor Dominic, my good dear friend, he got a God-given focused assignment, focus instructions to edify the body of Christ in these 50 days. And the Holy Spirit said, man of God, Brother Dominic, Pastor Dominic, this is how you're going to do it. I want you to grab some of your teammates. I'm one of them teammates. And he said, encourage and edify the people of God. Woo! Edify the people of God to put on the full armor of God according to Ephesians 6. Are y'all ready to get dressed? I told y'all I'm in my dressing room. I'm ready. I'm putting on my dress. And he said, for the last two Fridays, I've been watching and I've been getting consecrated with your New Life. And I'm excited about what Pastor D, he brought out an analogy. And I'd like to reiterate some of the things that he said. He was using the football player and being on the field and how a player has to be fully dressed and fully outfit before he get out on that field. That's what he said. I've been watching your pastor. I pray that y'all was watching him. He said, you can't run out on this field without your helmet. That's dangerous. The referee will send you back to the bench. Your coach will holler at you and say, what you doing, man? Get back over here and put your helmet on. And what was he saying? Your head has to be covered. The helmet is indicative of the helmet of salvation. And your pastor had already touched a part of this full armor that we're talking about in Ephesians 6. But he also illuminated last week, and he illustrated and he talked about the belt of truth, which is worn across the center mass of one's body. But why is it worn across the center mass of one's body? It's around the center mass to hold all things together. Oh my God, today he said to hold all things together, and not just hold all things together, hold some things up. Hold some things up. Now see, I'm not a football player. I'm not, but I am a believer and I am on Team Jesus. How many of y'all are on Team Jesus? Smash it in the box right now. Let the devil know whose team you're on. I'm on Team Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor, nudge your neighbor. If you're in the car, pat him and say, are you listening to this sister? She's on Team Jesus and I'm on Team Jesus too. But check this out. I'm not a football player, but I did a little bit of research as I'm using this analogy that your pastor brought forward for the last 2 weeks, that a football player wears a football girdle. Oh, yeah. And I'm not talking about like a lady. He girds his loins up to protect his hips, his thighs, and his tailbone. My God, today it's worn under the pants, but the football girdle, I hope I'm preaching this thing right, Pastor D, that a football girdle is to be worn to protect the hips, the thighs, and your tailbone. My God, today, somebody smash it in the box, cover your tailbone. Cover your tailbone with the belt of truth. It keeps you covered. Don't be out there lying like your pastor said, but tell the truth and the truth will set you free. I got today. It keeps you covered. It keeps your tail covered. You ain't out there lying. You ain't got to keep up with no lie. You just speak the truth and speak the truth only. And listen, real quick, let me plug this in. I'm not talking about your truth, because we all got true parts of our story, but your truth is not the truth. I'm talking about the truth of God's word. Put this in your mouth, put this on your voice, and watch yourself be covered. Watch your tail be covered, and the devil can't get your backside wide open. Amen. Ooh, my goodness. So for the next few minutes, people of God, bear with me. Can I get 5 more minutes? Can I get 5 more minutes? Bear with me this morning. Do I got 5? Somebody put it in the comments. I got 5. Somebody give me some grace. that in your hearing, let me draw your attention in Ephesians. I want to focus on verse 15. My assignment, now that I've recapped what your pastor has done, he's encouraged and edified us. But if somebody could say, you got five. I know y'all got to get to work. I know you got to get moving. But let me just share with you in verse 15, it says, having shod your feet with the preparation of peace. In the New Living Translation, it says for shoes. Somebody say my shoes. Put on the peace that comes from the good news that that will be fully prepared, that will prepare you. So check this out. The text said shod. Shod means to adhere, to bind, to strap down tightly. Oh my goodness. Let me say it again, what shod means. This is the definition of shod. This is what the meaning is when the scriptures instructs us what to do with my shoes. It says it means to adhere, to bind, to strap down tightly. Let me tell you something. When we're doing this analogy about football and you go running out on that field without no shoes on, the referee gonna say the same thing he said when you came out there with no helmet on. He gonna say, take yourself back to that bench and have yourself several seats. Go sit down somewhere. You're not ready to stand. You're not ready to walk. You're not ready to run when you don't have your shoes on. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to have your shoes on. And then you don't have just any old shoes on. We're talking about getting on the field. The field does not require any old kind of shoes. We're not running out there, lady, in heels. Mm-mm. We're not running out there, fellas, in flip-flops. We're not even running out there. This generation is a generation that goes strong for some Crocs. And yes, although I got me a few pair here in my dressing room and I be crocking for Christ, I don't croc for Christ on the field. That's what I don't do. I need a pair of shoes that I can strap down, that I can shod my feet with. That means that I can put it on tightly with preparation. When you say that you're ready to go, my husband, he shouts out to me when we're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord or wherever we're ready to go. And he says, love, I'm ready in five. Will you be ready in five? And I said, yes, love, I'm ready. I just got to put my shoes on. And when I put my shoes on, I tie it down tight so I'm not out there flapping. I'm putting them on tight so that I'm not out there flopping and tripping on some things. Amen. You got to tie it down. Somebody say, tie it down. And it's not just tying on your best Air Force Ones or your best Converse or whatever it is that your favorite style of shoe is. The style of shoe that I'm talking about is not just a lifestyle. It's the way we live. It's the way we move. It's the way we have our very being. Somebody say, it's the word. Oh my God, today. It's the word. The foot. Check this out. I got this comment. And I had to put it in here. The foot to the body is what the will is to the soul. Somebody put that in the comments. Somebody put it across the screen. The foot is to the body what the will is to the soul. We go wherever our will takes us. And when we go, we got to be able to stand our ground. See, I be following New Life. And y'all in this series about standing your ground. If you don't have the right shoes on, I believe a football player wears cleats. So it has the stuff on the bottom of the soles of the shoe that helps you to gain your footing and hold your ground so that you don't slip in any old type of weather, that you can hold your position against your opponent. Oh, I hope y'all feeling this fire. I hope you feeling this heat, because your will take you wherever you're willing to go. Somebody say, I'm willing to go with God. But we got to stand our ground, walk like we know it. When you're prepared with the gospel, you walk like you know it. Let it be known that I will stand. Let it be known that I will withstand, and let it be known that I will keep standing. Oh my God, today. Are y'all with me this morning? Somebody put it in the box. I'm going to stand. We're going to let it be known. So check this out with the known. I want to share something with you because I love words. Words have meaning. Words send out foot soldiers for you to get things accomplished according to God's word when you use it right. And the word known, within the word known, it helps us a little bit. Can I help somebody this morning? I know I got a little bit of time of grace. So check this out. Known, within the word known, there's the word know. Somebody put it in the box. Know. N-O. It's a complete sentence. When somebody asks you to go somewhere that you know you ain't got no business going, go ahead and say no. Go ahead and say, no, I will not go. There is a no in the anointing. You're an anointed man and woman of God when you can tell the things of the flesh, no. This is how you hold your peace. Many of us is giving up and relinquishing our peace because of misplaced yeses. My God, today, did y'all hear that? Misplaced yeses, but God said you got to say no. Sometimes you got to say no to yourself. Sometimes yourself want to lead yourself out of the will and out of the way of God. But somebody say this morning, I'm going to start saying no to myself. I'm going to start saying no. Within the word known, because it's the knowledge, the people perish for lack of knowledge, but because we know, and because it's known how we're walking out with preparation of peace, there is now right in the middle of known. Now, N-O-W, now right in the middle of knowing. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can have an expectation when you know some stuff, when you have a knowing of who you are and whose you are and whose peace that you're walking in. Somebody say now. Oh my God, today. And when you say now, if you flip that now, you won. Woo! Oh my goodness. Y'all feel that fire? I'm winning. I'm on Team Jesus. Who's with me? W-O-N. We won. We won because there's a knowing and there's a know within us that I'm walking with preparation of peace. I'm in my dressing room. I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to move with God. And now that I've won, I'm on fire and I'm running with the horses. I'm running with the Lord and I'm going forward. But that's not the only thing. We said no. We said now. We said won. But check this out. You got to own it. My God, today. O-W-N. You got to own it. Own it. If it's yours, say it's mine. Hallelujah. Say it's mine. It's mine. And it's time for me to shine. So check this out. Spiritual shoes is something that aids our movement. It aids our movement. It's a piece of armor that aids our movement of defense against the landmines and the snares and the trap of the enemy. Yeah, he put landmines out there up in your house, in your marital bedroom, landmines. Up in your living room, amongst your children, landmines. In your church, when you're walking amongst your leaders and your brothers and sisters in Christ, landmines. Yeah, he comes up in every area to try to put landmines. But this morning, people of God, somebody say, I got my peace, and my peace moves. Hallelujah. My peace moves. In the word of God, in John 14 and 27, Jesus is our Prince of Peace. He is our peace. And he says, peace I leave you and my peace I give to you. Not that the world gives. Not that the world gives. Oh my God, today. Not that the world gives, but let your heart not be troubled and don't be afraid of these landmines in these different fields of your life. But walk in the peace of God with the gospel prepared in you. The message of the gospel for the Christian is it's the will of the Christian. It gives us purpose. It gives us focus. It gives the Christian our readiness. And listen, we're not just Christians. We're disciples if we're getting prepared. We're discipling ourselves if we're getting prepared. We're shodding our feet with the preparation of peace. And it gives us the message to live our life with a radiant testimony of the word of God, showing the works of righteousness in our lives and the deeds that cannot be taken away from us. Pastor Dominic said last week from John 10:10 that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come for us to have life and that more abundantly. Somebody say, I got to have more abundant life. And that's the peace. That's the peace that God gives us. Somebody say that I'm going to walk in this peace. That's right. And I'm about to close here, but I'm going to walk in this peace. It's time for us to get up and get ready. Because the Bible shows us, the word of God in Ephesians tells us what we're up against. We're up against principalities. We're up against powers. We're up against rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness. Oh my God, in heavenly places. And none of these forces are of this world, but they have an assignment within this world. My God, today. And their assignment is to stop your mission. It's to stop your movement of the gospel of peace. Don't let them have it. Say, you can't have my peace. My peace moves with me. Jesus is with me. My peace moves with me. How do we know that our peace moves? Again, it says in him we live and move and have our being. In 2 Corinthians, it says we walk by faith and not by sight. When you're in the word of God, when you're in your faith, you're walking it out. Somebody say, I got to walk it out. Therefore, in Hebrews, it says in Hebrews 12:1, therefore also, since we are surrounded, I'm surrounded by some witnesses. I see Pastor Vincent on here. I see Alicia. I see Michelle. I see Tiffany. I see Francis. I see a cloud of witnesses that lay aside every weight is what the scripture says. Lay aside every weight and the sin that easily ensnares. There goes those landmines. That easily ensnares us and run. Somebody smash it in the box. I'm going to run now. I'm not just walking. I'm not just going with God. I'm not just moving, but now I'm going to run with endurance the race that is set before us. I have fought the good faith. That's what Apostle Paul said. He didn't just run the race, but he finished it. People of God, I'm here to encourage you to finish the race. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep growing in God. Keep discipling yourself to prepare yourself with the peace and let the peace of God move with you. In closing, we must put on the full armor of God. Somebody type it all caps. We must put on the full armor of God in all the garments issued out. I started out this morning saying that there's a wardrobe of garments that the Holy Trinity prepared for his people, a wardrobe that is tailor-made for us as believers, beloveds of God, called out ones, set apart, chosen, justified, made by righteousness, hallelujah, by the finished work of Jesus Christ. And God said, get dressed, people of God. Put your clothes on. Get ready. Don't go out there and be exposed, but be ye covered by the word of God and be on team Jesus. Put your uniform on for the day. The places when you are on team Jesus, and let me just put this thought in there. When you're on team Jesus, it already places the faithful believer. Let's shift real quick on the battlefield. If you're on Team Jesus, just being on Team Jesus, it puts you on a battlefield. Make no mistake, our place on this battlefield is not for us to battle, though. My God, today, the battle belongs to the Lord. That's what the scripture says. The battle belongs to the Lord. An apostle said that he fought the good fight and he finished the race and he remained faithful. It says in 1 Samuel that we got to fight correctly. We don't fight with our hands, people of God. We don't fight with our hands like this. Come on, because listen. Some of y'all know the old me. We don't fight like this. This is not how we fight on the battlefield. This is not what saves us, people of God. 1 Samuel 17 and 47 says, "Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save us with a sword or a spear." That's something that you hold in your hands. He don't save us that way. It says the battle is the Lord and he will give us the victory in our hands. But he said, if our hands are closed tight, holding weaponry, we can't receive the victory. My God, today, if you got your hands holding on something, thinking that you win in the fight, thinking that you putting up your dukes, you can't have your hands open to hold the victory, like it says. So it says, stop using your hands. On the battlefield, we don't use our hands for war. We use our hands for worship. Come on, somebody better get your playlist ready. We don't use our hands for war. This is how we win. Put your hands up and get the victory. Hallelujah. On the battlefield, we use our feet to stand. Stand your ground. Withstand, and after all that you've done, stand and stand therefore. Stand and be still. The stillness is indicative of your peace. Trusting in God that he's going to make it happen for you. So people of God, I encourage you, stand therefore, be prepared, get up and get dressed, arise and allow your peace to move in your life. I pray y'all heard a word, people of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you that my brothers and sisters are going to get dressed. They're going to put on the full armor of God. I thank you, oh God, that you've entrusted in us a wardrobe that outfits us to be prepared on the battlefield. But we will use our hands not for war, but we will use our hands for worship. And we will stand using our feet, standing our ground of peace, oh God, not relinquishing our peace to the enemy, but we will give you all glory and praise, and we will walk out our salvation. We will walk out the strength that you have for us in Jesus' name. And all of New Life people say amen and amen. Go out this week, for the rest of this weekend, going into Mother's Day, standing your ground. Hallelujah. Put on the full armor and remember, always be prepared to not just go with God, but move with God. God bless you. I pray that y'all fired up and that you have your armor on. Thank you for having me and hosting me. And I love you guys. Until we meet again, be blessed. Amen.